Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Hello and welcome inside. Final hour tonight of the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
Giddy up.
Where we just watched the Warriors take a 3-1 lead by beating Memphis 101-98. Not a great played game by any extent, but it was close. It's all you can ask for in the NBA playoffs.
Well, yeah. I mean, you had a lot of big decisions down the stretch, some big makes, some big fakes. And a lot of questions right now overrunning social media of what exactly does it take to get a taunting or showing up the referee technical foul? Because earlier tonight, watching Boston and Milwaukee, you basically had Giannis after a big dunk just kind of look and kind of give a nod to Al Horford and company, and he gets called for taunting. Whereas people are noticing in this game, and I'm guessing if I were to do a quick review of all their mailing addresses and area codes, they're all in the greater Memphis area, but wondering why Draymond Green can run around like it's 1985 and he's Hulk Hogan after a big play and sprint down the other end of the court, slam the ball down, you know, get the crowd fired up, whatever, and there's no call on any of those. again, like we talked about last hour, reputation, history, and let's face it, there is the human side to referees that occasionally surfaces of, you know, that's pretty cool, and there's a huge crowd reaction, get out of the way. And sometimes they just get out of the way.
Well, you know, there's the human part of it, which I get, and it's going to be difficult for – it's always going to be a difficulty because if you miss a call – well, look, the most basic thing they always tell any referee, whether they are refereeing at a youth level or a college level or a pro level, if you don't see it, you can't call it, right? You can't think you may have saw something in retrospect a minute or so of someone yelling at you. Either you see it or you didn't, right? And that can be very, very frustrating. But the part of this game, Mike, that I keep coming back to is, look, it was a horribly played game, right? It's not like Golden State played great. Memphis played hard. They didn't play well, and it was hard to expect them to play that well without Ja Morant. Yes, I know their record without Ja Morant is great. These are the playoffs, and things are a little bit different. Had they had Ja Morant, yes, this game is in Memphis's column. But they didn't have him because he was injured over the weekend on a very dirty play from Jordan Poole, who pulled back on Ja Morant's knee at the end of the Warriors' win on Saturday, and that knocked him out, or part of that knocked him out. And this is where I look at the NBA and I go, just what the hell are you doing, man? Just really, what are you doing, right? I hate to say I told you so, and sometimes I really do like saying it, sometimes I hate saying it, and I do hate saying it, but I have to bring it because we talked about it. When the penalty for Dylan Brooks was a game, right, clubbing Gary Payton, from behind, he gets hurt, fractures his elbow, he's out for the rest of the series, maybe the rest of the playoff. That needed to be a bigger suspension. This is a fastball down the middle. This is a play where a player was in the air with his back turned, it was from behind, and not a play on the basketball. This is a multiple game suspension, easy. And for some reason, the NBA said, Dylan Brooks, you get one game. That was bad because the NBA biffed it, but mainly, and what did we say? This was not finished, right? The Warriors were hoping something would happen that would finish it, right? Both teams, you don't want to have chippy playoffs. But one game, we lose our guy for maybe the rest of the playoffs, and this guy gets one game for as dirty a play as you could get. Okay, guess what? This series is still going to be chippy. And I said, this puts all the other players in danger because the Warriors are pissed. You know, they're going to want revenge, and I can't say I blame them. And look at what happened. Now, do I think Jordan Poole went out with that play with the attitude of, yeah, they injured our guy, now I'm going to pull on his knee? No, I don't think he went out there specifically with that, but did he go out there with an edge and anything you can do? And yeah, I'm kind of pissed, and maybe I went a little bit over the line there? 100%. All right, you can't shake up that after no acceptable jurisprudence was done, Ja Morant wound up getting hurt. I said it was going to happen, and it did. And Jordan Poole doesn't get suspended at all. It's just been an awful misstep, one misstep by the NBA after the next, and I don't get it because this is where you want to step in. You want the stars to play in the series, right? And if something happens, you don't want this to be a problem the rest of the playoffs because now all the players from the other teams are going, man, they're not giving you anything. So if I have a questionable play, maybe I get a game, maybe not, but if I can get up there and get a big swing in or I can do something that flips the series, I'm gonna take a shot at that because I'm not going to wind up getting three or four games or a big time suspension. I don't see the win for the NBA in this. And that's really what I keep coming back to with why this was such a big fail by the NBA is I don't see how they win by not suspending Dylan Brooks for the rest of the series. I don't see how, because you take care of everything else. You keep the stars in the games, and they're able to play, and you calm things down and don't worry about players getting injured, because what have we seen throughout the playoffs so far? How many star players have gotten injured and missed games? All of them, right? It's two all-star teams worth of players who have missed games, either for the playoffs or during the playoffs. So that's why I don't get the win by the NBA for going light on this. You know, for the one thing you could say about David Stern is, did he go overboard with penalties when guys did stuff in the playoffs? Yeah, he went overboard a lot, but not a lot. He went overboard, but he didn't have to go overboard a lot because when you would do that, that would kind of stop things from happening. Okay, if I do that, I might wind up getting three games, the series, the playoffs, whatever it is. So that's the one thing that I think you need to do when you are laying down the law in the playoff is that, okay, if we can send a message here that we don't want this to happen and we can do it without getting any sort of repercussions on it, we do it. Who is really going to fight if Dylan Brooks got a three-game suspension? or four. Nobody was, because it was a dirty play as you could possibly get. All you did was leave the door open for more dirty plays.
Yeah, I think when you get down to it, right, there was a lot of aftermath kind of talk of intent, and certainly the result of it, with the extent of Gary Payton II's injury, exacerbated that talk a bit, right, inflamed it a little bit, but we all saw what we saw, right? You had a defenseless player that gets hit, and even though he goes right over to say, hey, are you okay, clearly the way he braced his arm, it's not good for anybody, and we're talking about a month lost, and changed the rotation, right? Changed the game, changed the team, all of those things. But there's that line that's trying to be drawn, and this year, you know, we joke about it with the NFL every year, Jason, about the points of emphasis, right? What are we talking about? Offensive holding one year, the next year it's contact in the secondary and how much cornerbacks can get away with, you know, beyond what's in the written rules, right? The 5-yard chucking rule and everything, but what's really going to be called? Likewise here, we've had the discussion of, all right, physicality, how far can it go? And it's like any event that you're part of, you're trying to wonder what the rules of engagement are. And you got a few minutes within each contest that you think you've got that under control. But when you allow it to build and you allow it to roll, and we have the lunacy of, hey, let's go to the monitors and check about flagrant fouls all the time. It's like, no, sometimes two guys that are 240 pounds flying at the speed of light collide, and there's really nothing more than that, right? It's a momentary decision. We slow down the Jordan Poole play on Ja Morant, and it's just one of those, what was that? What did I see? Right? I mean, because you're confused. And then you watch it again. Morant goes to Twitter and says, hey, is that against your code? And immediately Poole is doing everything again. That's not who I am. That's who I am. Steph Curry basically called it nonsense. Sorry, Ja's hurt, but, you know, and everybody defends it down the line. And it's like, well, you've got history there. And add some of Draymond's antics. Go back to Zaza Pachulia, like we talked about last week. There's a lot that gets left open. But the more officials allow the physicality to go, people are going to push the line a little bit further. And if you have the opportunity to, even in the context of a basketball play, the foul's got a little more juice behind it. You know, it's a game of inches to bad things happening. I took a spill the other day, but for the grace of God, my face is pretty like normal with just a little bit of a blip. My hand is swollen and I think might be broken, but it's a game of inches, just like this, right? You can think you're making a good, hard basketball play. Don't come into my house. Guy falls awkwardly. All of a sudden, he's out a month, and they look at it on review and slow it down, and they see, you know, where your hand was. Look at the Al Horford technical that he got in the game earlier tonight as well, Jason, right? He dunks on Giannis and then goes to do his most muscular flex. And as he goes to the flex, he catches Giannis's head. But when you slow it down, now it looks like, hey, I know that he's still there, and you can start, you know, doing all your cartoonish stuff. I'm like, look at the intent here. It's like, there's no intent. Giannis played him to the rim. He got dunked on. He's awkward, off balance, and ends up catching it in the face. In today's NBA, that becomes a flagrant foul after the play is done, right? Horford still gets his free throw at the line, but for the end play, Giannis also gets to take one as a technical foul is called. And so each and every time we get into this kind of discussion, you know, it's a matter of how big you're going to move the lines, right? Because it is a constantly evolving game, and you're trying to manage the emotions, expectations, and recognizing what the flow is of an NBA game, and that's the hope. And we've seen a lot of that dissipate, but certainly right now the onus is on the officials to at least get their arms around what constitutes, you know, a playoff foul, to use that old pejorative. Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon here, Fox Sports Radio. Coming up next, we turn our attention to the wonderful world of the NFL as we visited a little bit earlier by Jason Lock and Ford, talking about two teams in Dallas. How about that? We'll see. They do like things bigger in Texas. Mike Harmon, Jason Smith here, Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sportsbook, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
I'm in a happy mood. Look, the Mets have 20 wins and everything. Yeah. The Jets, you want to say the Jets, they're okay. I know they won the draft. It's okay. I was there for the ceremony. They allowed me to light the torch for it. It was great.
No, I know. You had your one night victory, and now you ride it into the offseason, and your fingers are crossed, toes are crossed. You've lit candles, all of those things to hope that better days are truly ahead, at least on paper. And like what Jason said, you know, when you add the Lions to it, I look at that, what if you put out their, you know, starters on offense, I kind of like what I see. Does that translate to wins? Probably not. But they will be more entertaining form. And then on Thursday, when we pick everybody's schedule for 4 hours,
oh, yeah. Yeah, it's going to be big. Well, and then there could be two teams in Dallas by then.
Well, there could be.
So that could happen. I mean, it could happen. Going to bring another team in under the umbrella of the Dallas Cowboys. And it'll be a team that I can run like a farm team. So if we need a trade in the middle of the season, if Ezekiel Elliott is not playing well, that's okay. We will then bring over Chubb from the Browns, who will be playing in Dallas. And that's how it's going to work. And if we don't like what's going on, we can just trade seventh round conditional draft choices over to the other team that brings in a Dallas, and we could put a good player on the Dallas Cowboys. And that's what we're going to do. And I'm not going to stop there. Eventually going to bring entire states into Texas, and we're going to put them all in Dallas. Going to bring Washington State in next. Going to bring it, move it over all the way in and put it down in right there. And, you know, we're going to have Washington Huskies are going to play there too. Everybody's Seattle. And if they get some good players, we'll be able to have them transfer over to us. Going to have a whole football league just in Dallas. That's what we're going to do. It's my plan to take over.
Well, I like the way the cut of your jib. I like the way that extended. I think you add an amusement park or two to it, and you've got an all-round facility. Here's a hotel, which is all the Dallas Cowboys experience. Put yourself in as a virtual offensive lineman blocking for Emmitt Smith. I think it's brilliant. Let's go.
I'll bring in Cedar Point from Ohio. They'll come in. We're also going to get a little Knott's Berry Farm, like when it's the Knott's Scary Farm down around Halloween. We're going to bring that in. And pretty soon, everything's going to be in Dallas. And we're going to have an entire new football league just in Dallas. And I'm going to be the owner, and I'm going to be the coach and the general manager of all the teams. But the Cowboys will win every year. That's how it's going to go. It's going to be like the Generals and the Globetrotters, right? Like the other teams just exist so the Globetrotters can win. That's what it's going to be. Other teams will give good games, but Cowboys are going to win. Going to call it America's League. What it's going to be. It's going to be on, and instead of the USFL, that's what's going to be on instead.
The Dallas Cowboys.
America's League. I like
Los Angeles.
I like this.
Right now, we're going to have that big call where the announcer cursed on the air coming up in about 90 seconds. But first, let's talk to the special delivery guy, Steve DeSager, who's got what's trending in the wide world of sports, including everything happening in the Dallas-Fort Worth area tonight, which he's going to begin with. Steve.
Happy to take over as long as somebody shows Jerry the door. As you referenced, the NFL's full schedule will be released Thursday night. That'll be on FS1. As well. And the league will have two Monday night football games in week two, home game for Buffalo and a home game for Philadelphia that night. NFL Network says running back Sony Michel is signing with the Dolphins. The Giants cut defensive back James Bradbury to save cap space. The Raiders signed linebacker Kenny Young, and the Detroit Lions signed first round defensive end Aiden Hutchinson. One note for U.S. men's soccer with the World Cup on Fox starting in November. Defender Miles Robinson will likely miss that tournament for the U.S. because the Atlanta MLS defender ruptured an Achilles during a Major League Soccer game over the weekend. He was due for surgery today. Another injury on the Atlanta turf. We'll get to baseball later, but this is the perfect stat for the two of you, unfortunately. But you remember we had the Mets ninth inning a few nights ago, down by six on the road, came back to win. Tonight, Cleveland did the same thing on the road against the White Sox. Stats Inc. says this is the first time in the modern era that's happened twice within a week of each other. It hadn't even happened twice in an entire season since 1937, and here we see it again. What's truly amazing is Cleveland's Josh Naylor becomes the first player to have eight RBIs in a game from the eighth inning or later since the RBI became an official stat over 100 years ago. Cleveland won in 11 innings. The Boston Celtics and Golden State Warriors were the NBA playoff winners tonight. Golden State trailed most of the night, but Steph Curry had 32 points, 18 in the fourth quarter, and a win against Memphis, 101-98. Golden State was trailing at half 41-38. They had 38 points in the first half. They scored 39 just in the fourth quarter. Golden State on free throws, 20 of 22, winning a close game, while Memphis at the line, 9 of 15 on free throws. So the Warriors' lead in this second-round series is 3-1 on a night when Coach Steve Kerr was out because he tested positive for COVID, on a night where Golden State from three-point range started 0 for 15. With 11 turnovers in the first 20 minutes, the Warriors still win the game. Boston is tied 2-2 in its series after coming back to win at Milwaukee 116-108. Giannis Antetokounmpo 34 points, 18 rebounds in the loss. Al Horford 30 points, Jason Tatum with 30, and the Celtics down by 11 late third quarter, get a W. Two more NBA games tomorrow night with both series tied at 2-2. Philadelphia at Miami. James Harden had 31 in the Sunday night victory. Then it's Dallas at Phoenix tomorrow night. Suns guard Chris Paul fouled out yesterday with 5 points, 7 assists. The Suns had won 11 straight head-to-head against Dallas until the losses in the last two games. The Suns' Monty Williams was named NBA Coach of the Year today. In the NHL, playoff wins in the first round for Pittsburgh, Calgary, for Florida in overtime. Colorado swept its first-round series 4-0, winning at Nashville tonight 5-3. The Islanders fired coach Barry Trotz. The late baseball game went to San Francisco 8-5 over Colorado. The win to Carlos Rodon 4-1. ERA at 1.80. He had 12 strikeouts in 6 innings tonight. Arizona 4-3 winners against Miami. Philadelphia won 9-0 at Seattle. Bryce Harper, 3 hits. The Cubs ended a 5-game losing streak with a 6-0 victory at San Diego. Kyle Hendricks, the winning pitcher, 8 2/3 shutout innings, 7 strikeouts, 116 pitches. Padres manager Bob Melvin was out due to illness. The Angels have 20 wins after a victory. Yankees have 20 wins after a victory. That Angel win was 11-3 over Tampa Bay. Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani back-to-back homers in the sixth. And in the seventh, Ohtani hit a grand slam, his first in pro ball here or Japan. Noah Syndergaard with the win, 7 strikeouts in 5 1/3 inning. The Yankee win was 1-0 over Texas today. Anthony Rizzo, RBI double, bottom of the eighth. Victories for Baltimore, the A's, who ended a 9-game losing streak, and Cincinnati, which beat Milwaukee 10-5. Pittsburgh led the Dodgers 1-0 in the seventh and beat them 5-1. And then there's the Cleveland comeback. The 12-9 win in 11 innings ended the White Sox 6-game winning streak. White Sox with 4 errors, 11 left on base. Josh Naylor had an RBI double in the eighth, grand slam in the ninth, 3-run homer in the 11th. Back to you.
Thanks a bunch, Steve-O. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. And while the, I would say the viral sensation now is video of Naylor coming back to the dugout after his 3-run homer in the 11th, of him just absolutely going crazy and throwing his helmet.
Yes.
It was long before this game ended that we got this moment from early on in the first inning of the White Sox in the Gardens. We were waiting to play this for hours and hours because we thought the game was going to end like 2.5 hours ago. But Naylor hits a grand slam to tie the bleeping game in the ninth inning, part of that 6-run ninth, so we had to wait.
Yeah.
In the first inning, a routine fly ball to right field to White Sox right fielder Gavin Sheets. Sheets drops the ball. All right, couple of runs come around to score. It's an easy play, and he just drops it. Listen to what one of the announcers had to say in breaking down Gavin Sheets' drop.
There's a ball hit toward right field. Sheets coming in.
Drops the ball!
The Guardians will score first as Kwan comes home. Into second base is Owen Miller. Just simply botched it.
Are you blanking blanking me? Are you blanking me? I've listened to it a lot. I know you think it may have been conflated, but boy, I heard, are you blanking me? Pretty clear.
Yeah, I mean, I've listened to it a bunch, and I'm wondering if you have the play-by-play announcer starts to say Sheets as the analyst says, kidding me. And the
I was, because that's what I was thinking. You say with a sh and that, but ooh, I don't
know. Oh, no, no, I get it. Like, it's one of those, like, is the dress, what was it, blue or?
Yeah, is the dress blue or is the dress gold, right? Is a sneaker green or is it white? Is it pink? Is it all? Yeah, that's
Uma,
a tough one,
Oprah.
Man.
Yeah. Oprah, Uma.
Oh, that didn't go well for Letterman. That's not a good
one. That's okay.
And the thing that's tough is that, you know, we obviously can't play it because it's, you know, potentially a curse word. So
that's
we have
right.
to break it down, what we hear.
When well, can you play it and then argue
over.
That it's not?
No, I don't think so. I don't know that you can.
Do you think the FCC would buy that one?
I don't know about that. We didn't know. No, you knew. We didn't know.
No, we played it because of the controversy, but we believe it to be this.
Yeah, but we thought he didn't say that. Well, just because you thought he didn't say it. Yeah, no, I don't know about that.
Iowa Sam's like, I like my job.
Yeah, no. See, I always say there's certain things that are worth it. in radio. Wait, is it worth it to play this and worry about the fallout after, or is it worth it to say this and worry about the fallout? And there's certain things that absolutely are. Hey, I'm okay with doing something if the next day we get a phone call and it's about, hey, what were you guys thinking with this? But there's other things I go, no, you know what? I'm okay. I don't think it's worth it, because I think the guy said it. I think he cursed. I think he cursed. I don't think he didn't.
I think we should have the unfiltered, especially as we get out of the traditional broadcast partners and we start expanding, right? You've got all these different streaming services that are launching little packages of game. Just let the expletives fly.
Yeah, but that day is not today, unfortunately. I wish it was, but that day is not today.
I am trying to wish it into existence. In other words, I'm going to create my own alternate stream
to try to
get the express written consent and for retransmission by Major League Baseball will be a difficult task. But, you know, we got to try.
Twitter it out about a fresca. Mike gets swollen dome. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harbert. Are you blanking me? Coming up next, give you our final thoughts on the night in the NBA playoffs, including why for one team, even though they won, kind of dark times ahead. Why? We'll tell you next right here. Jason and Mike, Fox.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. We got to make Dr. Feelgood into an open. That's got to be a show open. We got to have that.
I gotta
call Vito.
Do it!
Two big games tonight in the NBA. First one, we watched the Celtics get back into this series with the Bucks. A big night from Jason Tatum. He scores 30. Celtics win it 116-108. And I'm telling you, I know Nikola Jokic won the MVP today. I disagree. He is the player of the year. It's not quite the MVP. The MVP, you got to kind of do something. You can't have a your team can't have a worse year than the year before, and you win the MVP again. I'm sorry, but
if you
take
all the contributions of the guys that didn't play, Jason, that's the argument.
Yes, I get it. Look, Jokic is fantastic.
What were the wins above replacement for both Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr.? Sorry, I had to do it.
Yeah, but if your team wasn't as good, you can't win the MVP. I'm sorry, you can't. You can't. You got to be doing. You can't finish sixth and win the MVP. The MVP is how did you help your team? And don't give me the well. You take them away from the team, they're terrible. Yes, you take any superstar away from their team, they're terrible. You take Giannis away from the Bucks. You take LeBron away from the Lakers, they were still terrible. You have guys that are great players that are on terrible teams. Trae Young, another great year, horrible year for the Hawks. I mean, it happens. You can't give me that old argument. He shouldn't have won. I felt like the voters didn't like anybody else because I didn't play in enough games or for whatever reason. We just don't want to give it to Joel Embiid. But I'll tell you this much. Next year they'll get it right because next year it's going to be Jason Tatum.
Look at
He's
you.
He's laying the groundwork now. It's now his team in Boston. They just needed time to bake for the team to get to that point where, okay, we are Jason Tatum driven, and now they're Jason Tatum driven. He's going to win the MVP next
Look
year.
Look at that. Took that first half of the year to gel with a new coach and get through all the rumors of unrest between he and Jaylen Brown. I would like to remind you that 35-year-old Al Horford was a star tonight. Because as soon as you get to be 35 in the NBA, we have to say your age before okay. any of your accomplishments. Right? Because don't we always do that? 37 years old for Chris Paul. LeBron James. I mean, he's approaching 40.
That's yeah, yeah, have you have to have that. Yeah.
But yeah, Joel Embiid, I would love to, you know, get the full explanations of why folks didn't vote for him. It's a guy that had his number two player to start the season, didn't play. Right? I mean, good chunk of the year. That hangs over their heads. They're rotating guys in. They still win games, pile up W's. And then if we're going to do the threshold for scoring titles or whatever else, for MVP, is that where the new minimum is, right? You've got to play at least this many games. I mean, I don't know what we're doing here. Or we just scrap it all together, let them do it in their Players Association Awards, and then we just hand out championship belts when you actually win something.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's how it goes now. And we just hand them out. Here's the belt. They got to walk around with it. Everywhere they go, they walk with the belt. Now, the other game we watched, the Warriors tonight. Hey, Mike Brown stepping in before he leaves for the Kings, coaching the Warriors because Steve Kerr missed the game because testing positive for COVID. Was not a great game. Memphis fought well, but neither team really played great. The Warriors withstand Memphis 101-98. Steph Curry making a couple of big-time plays at the end. He hit some free throws. He didn't shoot well, but he had a really heady play to get to draw a foul. He got a couple of big rebounds, and the Warriors win this game. Even though they won, they're up 3-1. It looks like they're going to win this series. You know, Ja Morant didn't play, and who knows when he's going to come back.
He's on Twitter a lot right now, though. We can play the Ja Morant Twitter game right now.
He didn't hurt his thumbs. He can still tweet. You can still press the button. But I see a dark side for the Warriors, Mike, because when a team gets old, it happens all at once. It's not over the course of a couple of months or into a season. No, you get old and it happens overnight. And they look like they're getting old in this series. Steph and Klay are both not getting the looks they normally get. They're not knocking down the looks. Klay Thompson really may have hit the wall in coming back from his injury because he's played a lot of basketball. He's played way too many minutes coming back. You knew this was going to happen, and now he's hitting the wall in the playoffs. He's 30 for 84, you know, the last couple of weeks. He's not shot well. And Steph the same way. He's not shot well either. And it happens. When you get old fast. And Memphis is young enough and they play good enough defense. It's heartbreaking for them because they're playing as well as they can. They're missing Ja Morant, and instead of a 2-2 series, they're down 3-1. But the Warriors, even though they're up, I don't know how this is going to play in the next round because if they're tired now, just wait till they get to that next round of the playoffs.
Yeah, with
when you look at Klay Thompson, you still have 2 years, $84 million on that salary, and eventually you're going to have to pay Jordan Poole. So it's going to get interesting fast. As far as getting through the rest of these series, you're going to have to overcome and slug out nights like this to have a prayer, because he's shot terribly as a squad down the stretch, some fortuitous bounces, a couple of good calls that went their way, and Steph Curry dominating at the free throw line helped to put it away. But to your point about Thompson, yeah, the last couple of weeks, looks like he's hit a wall.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike at Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Our Best Of podcast goes up in about 10 minutes. iTunes, you can use the iHeartRadio app wherever you listen to podcasts. It is there. Download, rate us, subscribe. We'll love you forever and ever and ever again. Wherever you listen to podcasts, it is there, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Coming up next, my buddy Ben Maller. This is Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.